My friends, our river is like our blood our old people used to share with us. Without our blood, we die. Without our river, we die. The river is important. The river is us. The river is our identification as river people. Without our river, we lose our identification as river people. The river is the community. Without that community, the river, the outside one, won't exist. We need this river to be a community.
You are listening to The Vanishing River, Voices from the Darling, a radio series interviewing real people living along the Barwon-Darling River system in western New South Wales, outback Australia. The interviews in this series were recorded in April and May 2018, and please stay tuned.
Earthling Studios went back to Brewarrina on a journey to gather soil samples and water samples from the Darling to try to answer some of the concerns people have expressed about the colour of the water and the white crust that's around the edge of it. So we decided to do a baseline survey of the soils and the water along the Barwon and Lower Darling. When we were in Brewarrina, we hooked up with Bradley Hardy. Bradley runs the museum there for the Ngemba people in Brewarrina, and he gives daily tours of the fish traps. I asked Bradley, how does the zero flow in the Darling, well, in his case, the Barwon, affect the people in his community?
Well, I'll share this with you. When we're getting that good fresh water coming down from southeast Queensland, and when we've got a rise in our river, the tempo of our town, of our communities, it lifts. It's like we're being inspired again. Now, that's when we're getting that good flow through. When the water's up, we're up. When our river's down, we're down. So that's how important that is. If our river's not flowing, we're not flowing. When our river's flowing free, we're flowing good. We're up. We're up for it. Yeah.
What about the water quality here? They say the Barwon and the Darling used to flow clear water. Down below, at a flood, it would always come out as creamy colour. Mm. But the water quality, is that a problem around this town?
Lack of clean water, clear water. It's a problem within the river community. If you're not getting clean or clear water through the communities, it's not good. If I get a glass of water and say there's 1% poison in it, would you drink it? The answer would be no. So our river, if there's poison getting into it, it's no good for either the river life or us on the outside life. Because we got to remember, for thousands of years, our people, not only seeing it from our point of view, but from everyone, from the community, if the water's not clear, it's not good. Simple.
And what about the wildlife? Is that affected?
Well, as you can see, well, we're not getting no flow through here at the moment. Well, the fish are not getting upstream. So if there's no water running, there's no fish getting upstream. Yeah, all the bird life, they all need clear water. It's like us. When our river's running clear, when it's running good, you see the kids in here catching fish with their hands, same tradition, same methods as our people did thousands of years ago. They're in the water. They're doing stuff in the water. So, again, the young people, they love all that stuff. They love when that river's clear, when it's good, when we've got a rise in the river. Whenever the river looks good, you see them young people having fun doing stuff like our people did and like we did as young kids, mucked around with the river. We loved it.
Have you ever considered what might be a good cure for the problem that the river is facing?
Yeah, we'd like to get all our river, which comes from southeast Queensland, we'd like to get a fair bit of that in here. Yeah, instead of it going to cotton dams and all this stuff. We'd like to see that. Whether it happens is another thing, yeah.
Some people have said that it's a matter of human rights.
Yeah.
And they're talking about going to the United Nations because the government seems to have breached their duty of care for the people of this region. What would you say about that?
Yeah, well, it'll be wonderful to see our river flowing out used to be. Whether it will happen, whether they'll be going to the United Nations or whatever, it'll be great to see our water, you know. And I'm a peaceful man. I don't look for arguments, but I like to see our river clear. I like to see it good because we're river people. I'm part of the 8 different tribes that are associated with the fish traps. I'd love to see our river running properly and the cotton farmers taking less water.
You know, a lot of people have never heard of the Brewarrina fish traps.
Yeah, yep.
Could you tell us something, just a basic outline of what they are and where they are?
So our fish traps are believed to be one of the oldest man-made structures in the world, according to archaeologists and scientists. Now, our fish traps, they're built like a C shape. It's a rock structure like, or a U shape that faces downstream. People ask us, why are these fish traps built like a U shape, C shape that faces downstream? Well, because our old people were that smart, why they built them like a U-shape or a C-shape facing downstream? Because fish swim upstream. They'd get caught in these traps, and the ones behind them are built like circles. So they'd catch them in the C-shapes, then they'd throw them into the circles. So in our native tongue, we call our fish traps nunu. Another pronunciation is nunu. For our riverine language, we say wirian. For our main-eating fish, the golden perch in language, we call it goya. Murray cod, we call it guru. So our place here, It's a special place, yeah.
But it's right here in town, isn't it?
It's right here in town, yeah.
And I'm looking at the weir here.
Yep.
Like at the town weir, the Brewarrina town weir.
Yep.
It is right in the middle of the fish traps, is it
yep.
not?
Yep. So they blew up our fish traps during the mid-60s. That it ruined the spawning pattern of the fish. It also ruined the fish traps from being effective, and a lot of silt has built up over time, a lot of grass has built up over time. And so, since introduction of the weir, that's failed our people too, is the weir.
There's weirs like just about every town has
yeah,
weirs. And weirs. Some farms have weirs too.
Yep, true.
And there's a concern that they're just dirt or earth weirs, that they don't flop down in floods or anything like that, which is a problem too.
Yeah.
There's an organization called the Australian Earth Laws Alliance, and they're promoting internationally promoting the idea of rights of nature legislation. Now, these brought in at a council level, these legislations protect natural systems and culture and communities also. Can you see that this might be applicable to Brewarrina? Would you consider that the river has a right to run?
Oh, of course it has a right to run. The river has a right to run. That's why it's there in the first place. It's meant to run. So, since time begun, if we can get it running, that's good. I like to see people talk about it, not only talk about it, take some action, like, oh yeah, we'll come together, like our place here, the fish traps here. Our people, they came together. Our people at the fish traps came together. They built structures, they built friendships, they built education, they built languages, all by coming together. So, hopefully, in some wonderful way where our people, whether it be different government departments or a lot of these people that are trying to do good, whether they'll come together, like our people here did. Our people, not only when they build the fish traps, but they came together. And they show us, if you come together like our old people did, that built the fish traps, with those 8 different tribes that spoke 8 different languages, they came together. And it shows you, if you come together, you build structures, you build friendships, you build education, you build languages, you build caring, you build a sharing environment. Yeah, so we'd love to see our river running. Is a basic point I'm trying to get across. It'd be wonderful if the river's running and people are coming together.
What would be your message to people in Sydney or on the East Coast, you know, who they've never been in the outback? They've never seen flat country.
They haven't seen flat country. Well, it'd be good if they come out and we can share a lot of our stuff out here, whether it be the fish traps being one of the oldest man-made structure. It'd be wonderful if they come out and just look at the state of our river too at the moment compared to how it was, like how we have photos of it, how it was in the 1800s and to the current day how it is. So we've seen it at its good time, we've seen it at its bad time. So it'd be great if more people from the cities come out and visit our fish traps and come out and see the wonderful country here, because it's more. Yeah, there's a lot of history. Like you on these banks here, all the tribes came together. Whether it be trading the ochre down the bottom, using the ochre for a skin healing medicine, for the crobberies that they did on on these flat banks or whether it be to
come together and fix this problem.
And I like to see people coming together. Sort of have a compromise with our water where we're getting more water through. Because we're lucky, we've still got a fair bit of water here back on the other side of Weir, where, because places downstream from us, we need water getting to those areas. We need water running through here. It'd be great if we can all come together and, we'll make that happen,
Do you think it's right that people should own water?
That's against our traditional values too. Yeah. So our old people used to share with us about the river. We don't own the river, we belong to it. We don't own the fish traps, we belong to it. We don't own the land, we belong to it. Our duty is to share it all. So our river, it's supposed to be community. If I had drums of water and you had none, if I had a full river and you had none, I'll be going against all my values where I'm supposed to be a sharer. That's the duty, my friends. We've got some water here. Now we need more water coming down, so these places downstream, they need their water. We need our water. We're lucky because we've got some water where places like Wilcannia haven't. So they need water. It's all good.
This is The Vanishing River, Voices from the Darling. Interviews with real people affected by ever-diminishing flows along Australia's iconic Darling River. The Vanishing River, Voices from the Darling, is produced by Earthling Studios at Grassy Head, New South Wales. Executive producer, Mark Merritt. Field coordinators and technical assistants by Susie Peake and Kath Eaglesham. Interviews by Mark Merritt and Kath Eaglesham. Voiceovers by Sally Hook. Please write to us with your feedback. Post Office Box 30, Stewart's Point, New South Wales, 2441.
The Darling is dying, please take my word.
Earthling Studios is an independent media production collective devoted to informing with facts and trends about those things that determine our collective futures. To find out more about issues and matters related to the Darling River, go to the Vanishing River website, www.thevanishingriver.com.au. thevanishingriver.com.au